WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There never used to be rockers who were middle-aged, but now rockers who began singing in the 1960s and 70s are older, and they sing about things like mortality and world weariness. Rock critic Ken Tucker has been listening to two new releases by veteran rockers, Robbie Robertson's Storyville and Lou Reed's Magic and Loss.
Life's like Sanskrit read to a pony. I see you in my mind's eye, strangling on your tongue. What good is knowing such devotion? I've been around, I know what makes things run.
Lou Reed's Magic and Loss is a carefully wrought song cycle. 13 tunes about suffering and death, sung in the flat speech song that makes all of Reed's music sound simultaneously urgent and languid. The specific disease that Reed has in mind is cancer, but it's clear that he wants his words to stand as metaphors for AIDS or for any slow, painful, inexplicable death.
I see the sword of Damocles is right above your head. They're trying a new treatment to get you out of bed. But radiation kills both bad and good, it cannot differentiate. So to cure you, they must kill you. The sword of Damocles hangs above your head.
To compose a rock and roll suite about subjects this serious and depressing is a brave gesture, and Reed is the sort of experienced, articulate artist who might have brought it off. He certainly did last year when he and John Cale released Songs for Drella, a tribute to Andy Warhol. But I think Magic and Loss is a failure, because for all its rumbling passion and sincerity, it's also a pretentious bore, the work of a writer who's never quite gotten over his college poetry classes. Reed never tires of telling interviewers that years ago he took some of those classes with the poet Delmore Schwartz. But on this record, Reed throws together images so disparate, so clashing, that his old professor might have given him a solid C-. Take, for example, this attempt to make connections between the specifics of a disease and one of William Butler Yeats's most famous poems.
So a great man turned into a little child, the cancer reduced him to dust. His voice growing weak as he fought for his life with a bravery few men know. I saw isotopes introduced into his lungs, trying to stop the cancerous spread. And it made me think of Leda and the Swan, and gold being made from lead.
Reed's album is getting a lot of attention. New York critics in particular are solemnly faithful to the cult of Lou. Robbie Robertson's recent release called Storyville caused much less of a stir. It's no more of a masterpiece than Reed's record is, but its subtlety and shrewdness deserve more than the short shrift it's received so far.
You've gone lost in the crowd, the waves of Chinatown. Can't get behind this mystery. Do you believe everything you see? Just a shadow in the street light, just a shadow on the wall, a silhouette facing the darkness. I've been waiting for your call.
That's Night Parade. Storyville is a kind of song cycle too, one about the exotic yet thoroughly American culture of New Orleans as seen through the grateful eyes of a world-weary Canadian. Robertson, who carries the weight of once having been the leader of the band as heavily as Reed does his membership in the Velvet Underground, has attempted to lose himself in those New Orleans streets. He wants to forget his past and forge a different, dreamier style of music. And sometimes he succeeds.
There's gonna be a change of season. Indian summer, look around, and it's gone. Why a
best for last. We grow up so slowly and roll so fast. We don't talk about forever. We'll just catch it where we can. On the way alone. If I grab on to the moment, don't let it slip away.
There are many florid moments on Storyville, lots of hard-boiled clichés in the lyrics that are slightly embarrassing to hear coming from a middle-aged rocker who should know better. But at its best, when Robertson plucks a delicate guitar line and sings in his most intimate croak, Storyville avoids the easy irony and cynicism of Lou Reed's record and becomes the work of a pop artist who is mature in every sense.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Magic and Loss by Lou Reed and Storyville by Robbie Robertson.